Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith, which has been transmitted from Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. This hadith is about the lady Fatima al-Masuma salamullah alayha. As you know, today marks the anniversary of the demise of the lady Fatima al-Masuma salamullah alayha. And on behalf of Hadith of the Day and IRIB English Radio, we would like to offer our condolences to our esteemed listeners on this most solemn and very sad day. Just to give a little context to what this hadith is about and what this day is about and the person we are speaking about, the lady Fatima al-Masuma, salamullah alayha, was the daughter of Imam Musa al-Qadim alayhi salam, one of his many children. She, of course, was the sister of Imam Ridha alayhi salam. After Imam Ridha alayhi salam was taken from Medina to Khurasan by the Caliph Ma'mun, shortly thereafter, the lady Masuma, she embarked on a journey, left Medina in hopes of joining her brother here in Iran. On her way, she stopped in the city of Qom, which was a very famous city. It was known as being a hub for the followers and the lovers of the family of the Prophet, salamullah alayhim. And upon arriving here in the city of Qom, she fell ill and she passed away. And to this day, she's buried here. Now, of course, she wasn't an infallible in the technical theological sense. That's limited to, as you know, 14 individuals. But many virtues have been narrated regarding her and her great stature in the eyes of Allah and amongst the children of the imams alayhi salamullah alayhim. And in this hadith, Imam Jawad alayhi salam, he says that, you know, my aunt, she is buried in the city of Qom, and whoever visits her grave with a recognition and a knowledge of the stature she has, and the right that she has over us, over you, this person will be deserving of paradise. And this, it conveys, the great stature that she had with Allah. And also, one of the things that's interesting that we can extract from this beautiful hadith is that it's possible for a non-infallible, a person, who's not a prophet, who's not one of the Osiya, to reach this level of moral and moral stature in the eyes of Allah, where, the imam can speak of that person in such a way. Many of the children of the imam, sallallahu alayhim, were like this. Many hadiths have been narrated about them like this. This shows us that, this path towards spiritual upliftment and greatness is not something that has been closed for us. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the stature of the Lady Masuma, salamullah alayha, in the words of Imam Al-Jawad alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.